Today is Tuesday, August 11th, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week. And do you listen? And today is no different. So I was just watching my new YouTube crush, Rumi Official, Joel from Rumi Official. I'm going to keep saying this because I never knew this person existed, and apparently he started around the same time as PewDiePie. And he's really good. I mean, he's really funny. And also, I really like it because he's nice. So it's a music channel. And I know I've talked about him a lot, but you know, you guys know, anyone who's listened to me for a while, you know how I am. I get stuck on these things, whatever it may be. And I get stuck for a while. And, you know, it's just like I'm a record and I have a little bit of a scratch in the record. And I say the same thing over and over again for, you know, a week or two, a month, whatever. And then I move on. And I've just been really enjoying going back and watching his videos. I think he's a really good singer. And he's very, you see a lot of, like when you go on YouTube and you look at all these people who do these music review things where they're talking about other singers and how they sing and, you know, bad mouthing them and, I don't know, saying, oh, look, this was auto-tuned or, you know, whatever the case may be. He's really like got a very, just a very balanced view of everything. And he's a singer himself. And he, you know, but he's funny. He's really funny. I find him attractive. It's very wholesome. He doesn't cuss or anything like that. I mean, not that there's anything wrong with cussing, but I mean, it's just, he's not trying to have all this shock value of how many times can I say the F word or how many times. Yeah, I don't know. Sometimes that really gets on my nerves and, you know, whatever. And I was watching that and then he apparently did a video with PewDiePie at some point recently, like within the past 6 months or something. And I was looking back at PewDiePie. PewDiePie has like 108 million subscribers or something like that on YouTube. And I was just thinking, why the hell does he have so many subscribers? Like, what is it about, you know, all of us? And, you know, this is definitely, I'm just going to admit it. This is definitely like a little bit of, jealousy. There's another word that I was looking for that's like more fancy word for jealousy, but it's fine. I'll just use the word jealousy. I can't think of the word I was trying to think of. Anyway, regardless, there are all these small podcasters, including myself, that have been doing podcasting and doing, you know, content creation for just as long, if not longer, than PewDiePie, or however he says his name. Oh, my voice cracked. And we don't have 108 million. And I'm just thinking, you know, maybe there, but all he does, again, this is jealousy talking. I'm not a YouTuber. I'm a podcaster. But I mean, 108 million subscribers. He sits on there and plays video games. And I'm sure maybe he's really funny. I don't know. He seems like a nice guy. But it's jealousy for sure. So that's what I was doing before I started recording this. I've got many things I've got to do tonight. As usual, we recorded first last night and I was having some internet issues at the beginning. So two things happened. I was having some internet issues at the beginning and I didn't realize that I wasn't plugged in. I wasn't wired. I wasn't wired in. And we haven't quite, you should never record a live podcast over Wi-Fi. You just shouldn't do it. And I was breaking my cardinal rule, but I didn't realize it. And this, but first we have so many co-hosts. We don't do a double-ended or a triple-ended or a quadruple-ended or whatever recording because, I mean, that would be like, you know, that would be a big time, like hard thing to do because I'd have 9 or 10 tracks depending on how many hosts we have. And anyway, But I kept noticing everyone that was talking was stuttering. At first, I thought it was just the internet. I don't remember who I was blaming it on, but at first, I thought it was just the internet of whoever it was that was talking, like Sam in the Hinterlands, or maybe it was Faye. And I'm like, oh, Faye Driver, he's in an RV. He probably has sucky internet, right? And so I know Faye's listening to this. I know Sam listens as well. So, I mean, you know, sorry, I'm not blaming you guys, but I'm just going through my thought process here. And then I was like, you know what? Everybody is having this problem. So then I quickly plugged in the wire. I didn't tell anyone. Like, no one knows. This is the first I've... I plugged in the wire, and everything was fine. Everything was fine after I plugged in the wire. And so I was like, oh, crap. So now... And I don't normally do a ton of editing because I'm in so many podcasts. And my life is so busy that I just don't have a whole lot of time. Maybe if I had 108 million subscribers, I would spend more time editing. Maybe if I spent more time editing, I would have 108 million subscribers. Oh my gosh. I used to, but you know, when I used to do Adam and Maddie's show, like when I first started podcasting, I spent hours and hours and hours trying to get my sound right, trying to pick the right equipment, editing things. I mean, you may not know it from listening to it. I mean, we recorded in a closet because I read somewhere, or I don't know, watched some, who knows, you know, something that said, if you don't have a recording studio, record in a closet with a bunch of clothes around you. And so we did that. But as I've gotten older and I've been podcasting for like 10 or 11 years, however long it's been, I've gotten a little bit lazier because all that hard work just didn't pan out to be millions of listeners for me, you know? Oh, great. Sydney's barking. Anyway, so yeah. But now, because that happened, I'm going to need to edit. But also, we forgot. I'm admitting something here, because I'm going to try to edit this so no one that listens, other than the ones who listen to Geeky Gay, all of you are going to get the inside scoop on this. And it's not really that dramatic or anything. It's not like a scandal or anything like that. But we didn't realize that we hadn't already recapped the first episode. We had only done a pre-show. So we started with episode 2, and then like 15 minutes in, we're like, oh, wait, we haven't talked about the first episode. So then we went back and we were like doing, you know, the first episode. So I'm going to try to edit as much of the internet weirdness out, as well as I'm also going to try to rearrange it so the order makes more sense to make us sound like we know. I'm probably going to fail, but I'm going to try. So that's going to take me an hour or two of editing at least, but I'm probably going to be watching TV at the same time and just take my headphones down with me and my laptop. But anyway, so that happened last night, and Mark and I did P90X as usual, because I really didn't have time to cook. I bought a frozen pizza. I had bought a frozen pizza when we did our grocery shopping, just a plain old margarita with like mozzarella cheese and tomatoes. So I warmed that up in the oven, and that's what we had for dinner. And that was about it. Like, we didn't really do anything. I brushed Sydney because got to do that every day. And that was about it. That's all I did last night. And I binged a lot of more Roomy official videos on YouTube. I'm just going to keep talking about him until everyone's like, oh my God, Adam, we're so tired of you talking about him. What are you doing? Like, we don't care about this Roomy official person. I don't know, for some reason. And he's straight, you know. I mean, not that there's anything wrong with straight people. I think straight people are fine. But he's just my, you know, YouTube obsession of the month. And yeah, so I have an internet update for everyone. This is more for Daniel than anyone else, because he asks me this every time I talk to him. Every single time I talk to Daniel, he's like, hey, what's the update on the fiber? And I don't know if it's just because, like, when we record Mix Minus on Saturdays, it always takes like an hour for me to upload all the files for him. And it's funny because it's never taken me that long to upload the files. This internet that I've got now is I get so irritated with internet because you pay. I always pay for the fastest internet service that the company I'm going with provides. I'm like, nope, I'm just gonna pay whatever it is. I want gigabit, I want whatever was the highest thing, you know, at the time. And I'll even search around to find like the companies with that sell, you know, the highest speeds or whatever. And it's really ridiculous to me that they'll be like, gigabit internet. I have done speed tests, I want to say like every single day. Wired connection, wireless connection, standing right at the freaking modem. And I've not once gotten to gigabit download. I understand that, you know, this is not fiber. This is not like a ISDN line. So I'm not going to get, is it ISDN? I don't remember, but whatever it is. I'm not going to get symmetrical, like, you know, up and down the same. All of you podcasters out there, well, maybe not, but all of you technical podcasters out there, you know that when you're podcasting and you're doing live shows, you really need to be concerned about the upload speed, not as much about the download speed. And these internet companies, they don't advertise their upload speed. So even though I pay for gigabit internet, my upload speed is only like 40 meg max. They didn't publish that. That's just all I ever get. I don't really know what I should be getting because they don't publish that, but all of that rambling to say, Daniel asks me about fiber because we originally, when we moved here, we're like, oh, we're getting fiber. You know, it'll be great. And so anyway, I have an update on that. Mark called the company again today to follow up. And he finally, they were able to schedule an appointment. So they're coming out on August 20th, which I believe is next Thursday. Not this Thursday, but next Thursday. And they're going to install our gigabit fiber internet. So I think I'm going to, you know, test it out for a few days before we cancel the current internet that we've got. And then we'll, you know, we'll cancel it. I don't know. Maybe I'll keep two and I'll have a backup internet. I think that would be wasteful. I really shouldn't pay for two internet connections. I'm not that wasteful of a person. I just remembered yesterday, speaking of wasteful, I forgot to cancel my auto insurance with Geico, and now I've got auto insurance with State Farm. So for the past month and a half, 2 months that we've lived at the new house, I've had both Geico and State Farm. So I really need to call Geico tonight and cancel that. Because I'm paying for insurance with two different... I mean, what would happen if I got in an accident? I guarantee State Farm would find out that I have Geico, and then they'd be like, we're not paying for it. Geico needs to pay for it. And then Geico would go, no, you've got State Farm. They need to pay. And then I would end up having to pay myself or something. I've got to get rid of that. But anyway, so in another week or so, I'm going to have hopefully more symmetric internet and my upload speeds will go up. I know you guys are going to be so happy about that. All right, well, only other thing going on in my life right now to update you guys on, I'm a little bit behind because I was supposed to send out a Pride 48 newsletter on Friday giving more details on the September stuff. I'm hoping to do that tonight after I do the editing of But First. And yeah, that's about it. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.